Welcome to the Israel Answers series, connecting Israel, the Bible, and you. Join Susan Michael as she explores timely issues and current events from a scriptural perspective to equip the Christian world with a balanced and biblical response. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, which will ignite your faith and bring the Bible to life in your everyday world. Now, let's join Susan with your Israel Answers.
Well, we are here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and we have met another really great friend at a wonderful organization in Israel. And I'd like to introduce to you Efrat Meir Groman, and she is with Neot Ketamim. So, Efrat, welcome.
Thank you. I know
that your throat is not in the best condition. Your voice is a little weak, but we will try. So, can you tell us a bit about Neot Ketamim?
Neot Ketamim is a unique biblical landscape reserve, and it actually takes all the biblical stories and parables and put them in the context of the nature of the land of Israel. Because today we're not farmers and we're not that connected to the land. We don't know much about nature and how things are going. But in the time of the Bible, of course, people were living and they were farmers and they were living of agriculture. They were using nature in order just to live their life, and they knew nature very well. So many stories of the Bible and the New Testament are based on the nature, and in order to understand them fully, you must really visit and just understand and see by yourself.
Well, I've been there. It's a fascinating place. And you're right. I mean, even today, farmers and farm equipment and everything is so different from what they were 2,000 years ago during the biblical time of Jesus, or before that, the Old Testament time. And so we read these stories, we don't always catch what it's describing or talking about, because it's so foreign to our modern ways. And many of the parables that Jesus told, he used examples from everyday life.
Yes.
And so at
for example, in Luke chapter 12, 27, Jesus says, "Consider the lilies, how they grow." So Jesus instructed people to turn to the nature and really be inspired by nature in order to learn different aspects of God.
So do you have lilies growing at Neot Ketamim?
Not a lot, but many others.
Yeah. Yes. He used many examples from everyday life. And that's one reason why our Christian, we encourage them to go on tour to Israel, because just seeing the olive trees or an olive press or whatever, but at Neot Ketamim, they can see so much more than that, and the actual nature and the plants and the seeds and all. And you have some special exhibits there. Tell us about one or two.
Well, what we offer in our tours is really, again, different activities connected to the Bible and the nature. But the classical tour would be understanding more about the nature and agricultural installations, like you said, water cisterns, threshing floors, wine presses, olive presses. Water, for example, is very interesting as an example by itself, because rain is missing in Israel. It's very dry. And the wet season would be only 3 months a year. So it was very important in ancient time to have the rain on time, not only to have it during those 3 months, but also on time. And this is why many of the commandments in the Bible go around this idea that if you will obey, you will receive the rain on time. And I can also quote from Deuteronomy 11, 13 to 14, and it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken carefully to my commandments, I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart, that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season.
Yes.
This is what is important. And this is something that we say every day in the Shema Israel prayer. So in Neot Ketamim, we found 45 water cisterns.
Wow.
The water cisterns are the one to collect the rain and to keep them during the whole year. Now, we have made a calculation of around 500 people that were living in this area in ancient times. So that means that with 45 cisterns, probably one person were using 4 gallons of water per day per person. Now, today, an average American person will use around 100 to 175
You're kidding.
Gallons of water per day.
Oh, my gosh.
So the difference is huge. And this is what water was so precious. Mm-hmm. And again, Jesus, of course, also talks about water. There are miracles with water. So when we read these verses in the Bible, everybody knows them, but we're not fully understanding what exactly does it mean for people in ancient times.
Yes.
So this is just a small example. But from what is important to say is that the experience of Neot Kedumim is a five senses experience. You're not only listening to the guide, but also using your hands and just grabbing fruits from the tree and herbs. For example, the hyssop herb that we use in our tours in Neot Kedumim, you crush it and you taste it. It's just a small taste, like you say, a small biblical snack, okay?
Yeah.
But the idea is not to just look at the nature, but feel part and immerse yourself in it and in this spiritual experience. We have other programs, for example, tree planting. We offer tree planting.
Tree planting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So planting a sapling in the land of Israel, something very, very special to do if you haven't done it before. It's very recommended. And also we have an activity of sheep herding.
Sheep herding?
Yes. We have a flock of sheep and goats.
Oh!
And it's a... It can fit for youth, but also for youthful or people who just feel like experiencing. And it's very important because in the time of the Bible, we know very well that many shepherds were the leaders or were chosen to be the leaders. We know, of course, the story of King David that was really, you had to go and
yes.
look for him because
yes.
he was a small shepherd. But many other, Abraham, Jacob, the 12 tribes, Moses, and Jesus, of course, there are many parables of Jesus as a shepherd. So what is it about shepherds? Maybe today we will not think of a shepherd when we think of a leader of a nation, but there was something in these biblical times that connect all the qualities of a shepherd to someone who doesn't leave anyone behind. And it's not that easy. I've done it. It's not that easy to bring all the sheep together. You cannot forget anyone behind. So really to understand the qualities, what does it take to convince people to follow you? What is, you know, the main idea that you want to reach? And this was what in ancient time was very highly appreciated.
So you're right. You can experience all five senses there. You don't just see,
yeah.
but you hear, you smell,
yeah.
you can taste,
yeah.
you can feel it. I'm sure it's a very popular place for children
yeah.
and school groups,
mm-hmm.
but also for, I want to say, Christian
yes,
tours.
Definitely.
That are there to
yeah.
see the biblical sites.
Yes.
And to learn more about their Bible and to be
yes.
able to experience that there. What's the largest size group you can hold
well,
there?
The place is huge. It's 625 acres, which is very big in Israeli terms. And we have a lot of place for all kinds of groups, even hundreds. I mean, not a problem. And I want to introduce a new program that we have, which is called the Last Supper Experience.
Now, oh, the Last Supper?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, it is well known that the meal that Jesus shared with his disciples was the Passover meal.
Yes.
But we don't know a lot about the traditions
right.
and all what happened during this meal. So this is something that we have developed in Neot Kedumim. And again, it's a five senses experience because you will learn about it, but also do by yourself and prepare your own meal. You will prepare your own wine in ancient methods of wine making.
Yeah.
And then you will prepare your matzah, the unleavened bread of Passover, and learn about the threshing floor and how exactly is it made, everything about the wheat, barley, etc. You will also pick up bitter herbs that we eat on Passover night. And you will also recite the psalms and all the traditions that Jesus actually said in this last dinner. So this is just an example of a new program that we offer for groups,
this
of
must,
course, for Christian groups.
This must take a week to prepare your wine and your matzah.
We do it in 3 hours.
Three hours.
5 hours, yeah.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Well, I hope that some of our listeners will now encourage their pastor to take their group to Neo Ketamine, anyone arranging a tour to go there. I guess individuals can stop by and visit as well.
Please Google Neot, it's N-E-O-T, and then Kedumim, K-E-D-U-M-I-M.
And we will put that and your website in our show notes so that they can go there and look and find it. So thank you so much, Ifrata. I hope your throat gets better. And thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having me.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Out of Zion with Susan Michael. Be sure to subscribe to Out of Zion now on Apple Podcasts, cpnshows.com, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen and learn. Out of Zion with Susan Michael is a production of ICEJ USA, all rights reserved.